Regina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health's COVID-19 Integrated Epidemiology, EPI, report was issued Thursday, September 15 for the period running from August 14 to September 10, and there are a few things you should know. COVID-19 up in Saskatchewan again. COVID-19 activity is again up in the province of Saskatchewan. The number of new cases for the reporting period is 1932 or 483 per week, compared to 1524 or 381 per week for the period July 17 to August 13. Compared to the previous reporting period, test positivity increased from 7.4 to 8.9%. The Far Northwest, 14.4%, and Central West, 13.1%, regions have the highest test positivity. While calls to 811 for respiratory-like symptoms are stable provincially, they increased in the Northeast and Northwest zones. Visits to emergency departments for respiratory-like symptoms have decreased provincially from 37 per 1,000 in the last reporting period, to 29.5 per 1,000. Decrease in outbreaks reported. Reported outbreaks in high-risk settings due to COVID-19 have decreased, from 46 to 41. Hospital and ICU admissions up. Deaths decreasing. Both COVID-19 hospital admissions and ICU admissions have increased. Hospital admissions stood at 594 or 149 per week compared to 556 or 139 per week the previous reporting period. ICU admissions were 38 or 10 per week, compared to 30 or 8 per week. Reported deaths due to COVID-19 in Saskatchewan were 25 or 6 per week. That compares to 27 or 7 per week the last reporting period. Omicron BA.4/5 still dominant. Omicron sublineages BA.4, BA.5 have been the dominant sublineages detected in Saskatchewan since the week of June 26, 2022. The proportions of BA.4 and BA.5 sublineages, 5.8% and 92.5%, respectively, have increased this month compared to last month, 3.6% and 92.4% respectively. Still a need for people to get boosted, with approximately 45% of the population receiving at least 3 doses, the government says more Saskatchewan residents need to receive their COVID-19 booster doses. As of August 15, individuals 18 years and older were eligible for a second booster dose 4 months after their third dose. Starting August 31, children 5 to 11 years of age were eligible for a booster dose. The province states that immunization remains the best protection against severe outcomes of COVID-19, including hospitalization and death.